In our previous year, we began discussing the subject of peer review. We began discussing how important peer review is in the eyes of halakha. And we mentioned at the beginning of that year an interesting concept. To whom does peer review apply? And Pashup Shat, the mitzvah of peer review, only applies to men. It doesn't apply to women. The Gemara in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samech Hei Amid Beis, teaches us, the Mishnah teaches us, Ish Mitzuva al Peer Review. Men are obligated in Peer Review, Avalai Yisha, not women. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika disagrees, and he says, Al Shnayim Hu Nemar, regarding both the man and the woman, the Torah says, Vivarcha Hashem Elokim, V'yoyim Elohem Elokim Puravu. So it seems the Gemara is teaching us that the mitzvah Puravu applies to both of them. Ask the Gemara, in trying to understand the opinion that Puravu only applies to men, where does that come from? Says the Gemara, not immediately, Amr B'la Mishur B'lazer B'Rav Shimon Amakra, Moas arts with kifshua. Ish darka lichvoish, vein isha darka lichvoish. The Torah connects the mitzvah puravu to going to battle. And men are the ones who go to battle, not women. And therefore, the mitzvah puravu only applies to men, not to women. Ask the Gemara, Ad Rabba, the kifshua is a lashon rabbim, tate mafsha. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, the Chivshaksiv. You're right, the Kri is a Lashon Rabbin, but the Ksiv is a Lashon Yochid, and since it's a Lashon Yochid, it only speaks to men. Rav Yosef Amar Mahach, Ani Kel Shakai, Prayer Revi, Lashon Yochid, Vloy Kama Pru Revu. Continues the Gemara, Itma, Rav Yochan, Rav Shub and Levi, we have a Machlok, Rav Yochan, Rav Shub and Levi, Chana Malach, Rav Yochan and Broika. One opinion is that the Alok is like Rav Yochan and Broika. V'chad Amar, Ein Alok Rav Yochanan Broika, and the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus Perek Tezvav Alokha Beis, Paskins, Hish Mitzvah Per Rav Yivloi Isha, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Aleph Evan Ezra as well. However, the Gemara Masechet Gedushin, Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis teaches us, Mitzvah Boy, Yoitze B'Beshluchai. When it comes to getting married, it's better that the man himself should do the kedushin, not a shliach. Mitzvah ba yosem b'shlucha, and it's better that she should accept the kedushin, not her. So by the man, we understand why the halacha is mitzvah ba yosem b'shlucha, because he has a mitzvah, and whenever there's a mitzvah, it's better that you should do the mitzvah yourself, not have a shliach do it on your behalf. But we're saying now, ask the Ran, that there's no mitzvah puravu for women. So if there's no mitzvah puravu for women, how does the Gemara say by the woman mitzvah ba yoseh ba b'shlucha? So the Rana answers that even though a woman doesn't have a chiv of puravu, she has some sort of a mitzvah. She helps him fulfill the mitzvah, and that's enough to make it into a mitzvah her as well. Another explanation that the Rishonim suggest, and we'll speak about this more, is that when it comes to doing mitzvahs, there's a concept of mitzvah v'oisa and mitzvah v'ein oisa. And although a woman doesn't have is not mitzvah v'oisa to do piruvia, a woman is obligated as an ein mitzvah v'oisa to do piruvia. There is another approach, because the Gemara in Masechet Gittin Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis teaches us regarding Misha Chetzi Eved V'Chetzi Ben Chayrim, a person who's a half Eved and half Ben Chayrim, that the halach is that we forced his owner to free him Mimnei Tikkun Olam, because the Gemara says V'loi Liver Olam El Pir Rivya Shnema L'Sar Bara L'Shevis Yitzaru. So Tosfos explains that what the Gemara there is teaching us is that aside for the concept of the mitzvah, pure rivia, there's a new mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of l'sheves yitzorah, to populate the world, to populate the world. And that's why there's an obligation to have children even after you fulfill the basic mitzvah of having a boy and a girl. So there are those that want to suggest that the mitzvah of l'sheves yitzorah applies to women as well. If that will be pshat, we'll be able to understand the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, where the Gemara says on her as well, mitzvah ba, yosem v'shlucha. And we'll be able to understand our Gemara, which is concerned about the Benois Yisrael that are the Gemara, that the Gemara is concerned about their peruvia, which, as we asked in our previous year, the mitzvah peruvia doesn't apply by women. However, most Rishonim and most Achronim are of the opinion that L'sheves Yitzhara doesn't apply to women as well, because, and the best Raya is otherwise the Ran would have said that answer. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan and Evan Ezra Siman Aleph Sif Dalet says, that L'sheves Yitzhara, he takes an interesting approach. There are two approaches in the Achronim why L'sheves doesn't apply by women. One approach suggested by the Achronim is that L'sheves Yitzhara is not to be understood as a separate mitzvah. Rather, L'sheves Yitzhara is to be understood as to a reason. Why did the Torah tell us? And why is Pura Rivia so very important? Because L'sheves Yitzhara, Hashem created the world that it should be populated. That's one explanation. Another explanation that the Achronim suggests, Aflo suggests, that L'sheves Yitzhara was fashioned after Pruravu. Where Pruravu is applicable, L'sheves Yitzhara is applicable. But where Pruravu is not applicable, L'sheves Yitzhara is not applicable either. But as we said before, the Rishon, who's known as the Shita Shlai Noida Lami, gives the answer that the mitzvah of Pura Rivia on a man, he's a mitzvah v'oisa. He's obligated, as we explained, to fulfill that mitzvah. And by a woman, she's a mitzvah shein oisa. And I saw that the Sefer Oitzer HaTorah from Schlesinger Shlita from Yerushalayim explains that the Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us that Rav Yosef, who was a sagi nor, Rav Yosef, who was blind, said, Mereish Hava Amina, I used to say, whoever says the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that's a sumer's potum in a mitzvah, that a sumer is not obligated to do a mitzvah, I would make a yonta for him. Because I'm blind, I'm not obligated to do the mitzvah, and I still do mitzvahs. But then when I heard that the halach is not like Rabbi Huda, and the halach is godl mitzvah v'aysa, yosem yishena mitzvah v'aysa, so now I'll be happy if somebody says that's not the halach. And Tosfos explains why indeed is a mitzvah v'aysa greater than a mitzvah v'aysa, because somebody whose mitzvah voice has a yetzahara that's trying to prevent him from doing the mitzvahs. And this person, even though there's a yetzahara who's trying to prevent him from doing the mitzvah, he still does whatever he can to do the mitzvah. That's why it's considered greater. But what we have here is that what we see clearly from that Gemara in Masechta Kedushin is that there's a dual, there's an argument to go in both directions. On one hand, one can make an argument that God Mitzvah Isa Yosef Misharim Tzavais, like Tosfos explains, because he has a Yotzer Hara. On the other hand, one can make an argument that Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa is greater. Because why? Nobody told him to do the mitzvah, and he on his own went and did the mitzvah. That's certainly something that one should get credit for. So he explains beautiful pshat. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the world was created to have children. Pur Ravu Milus Aretz. The world was created in order to have children. And we want that the Jewish children who are born into this world to have both of these concepts in their creation. So we said to the father, you be a mitzvah v'oisa and do the mitzvah. And we tell the mother, you be a mitzvah ve'ena oisa and do the mitzvah. And then together of the combination of these two approaches will create great Jewish children. And that's perhaps what the Pasuk means, Shema b'ni Musar avicha, v'al titoish Torah simecha. Shema b'ni Musar avicha. First you have to follow Musar avicha. Why? Because Gol Mitzvah v'Oisa, Meish Eni Mitzvah v'Oisa. However, Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei is teaching us, v'al titoish Torah simecha. Don't forget what we learned from the mother's part in the creation of a Jewish child. That we should also want to do mitzvahs, even when we're not obligated to do mitzvahs. The importance of an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. And together, by doing Shema B'nei Musar Avicha, V'al Titoish Taris Simecha, we will have really accomplished HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will in this world.